Ever feel like you're just sprinting on that treadmill of life, going all out but in one direction?
I know what you mean.
Well, get ready to ditch the one-track workout because today we are diving into cross-training for life.
Ooh, I like that. Cross training for life.
Yeah. So we're taking a cue from athletes. They train in all these different disciplines, right?
Right.
To be stronger, more well-rounded. We're going to learn how diversifying your skills, your knowledge, all that can make you more adaptable, boost your problem solving even,
Yeah.
and help avoid burnout.
It's so true. It's amazing how this whole concept from the gym, right,
Yeah.
applies to something as complex as, like, personal and professional growth.
Right. It's like a triathlete doesn't just run,
Exactly.
right? They swim, they bike, they lift weights, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
They're not trying to win in every single area,
Right.
but that cross training.
Makes them a better overall athlete.
Exactly. They're stronger for it.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of applying it to life too, right? Like, it's not about being a jack of all trades, but it's about developing like this versatile skill set so that you, as someone who's constantly absorbing new information,
Right.
will be able to pivot quickly when trends change.
Ooh.
And that is a valuable skill in today's fast-paced world.
For sure, for sure. Okay, so less about collecting all the trophies.
Yes.
More about being ready for anything life throws your way.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. But why add more to our plates when we're like already juggling so
I
much?
know it seems counterintuitive at first, right? But honestly, it makes us more efficient, not less, if you
Okay.
think about it. Like
Yeah.
adaptability, for example.
Okay.
Imagine you're a writer. Okay.
Okay.
And suddenly everyone wants visual content.
Right.
Well, if you spend some time dabbling in graphic design as part of your like life cross training, you're in a much better position to adapt and thrive.
It's like having that Swiss Army knife of skills.
Yes.
You're ready for anything.
Exactly. It's about building that diverse toolkit.
Right.
And that toolkit also helps you become a much stronger problem solver.
So it's not just about learning new things, it's about learning how to learn differently.
100% yes. I mean, if you only have one way of approaching a problem, you're more likely to get stuck.
Right.
Right. But cross-training your brain through all sorts of different activities helps you find more creative solutions. And this ties into a benefit that I think will really resonate with you.
Okay, lay it on me.
Reduce burnout.
Ooh, yes. Burnout is definitely something, as someone who loves to learn, I've come up against.
Absolutely.
Tell me more.
Okay, so think of it this way. If you only work out your legs, guess what?
They're gonna be tired.
They're going to be fatigued.
Yeah.
They're going to be done.
Yeah.
But you incorporate upper body, you incorporate core, you incorporate cardio.
Right, you give your legs a break.
You give your legs a break while still staying active.
Right.
Same with our minds.
I like that.
Cross training gives us that mental break without stopping our growth.
So it's like hitting the refresh button, but like not losing momentum.
Exactly.
Love it.
You find a sustainable rhythm for growth
Okay.
and you avoid that feeling of being overwhelmed.
This is all making so much sense. I love it. We've covered the why, but I'm ready for the how.
Okay.
How do we actually bring this cross-training concept into our lives?
Yeah.
Where do we even begin?
That's where it gets really exciting. So let's explore some practical ways to actually apply this.
Perfect. I'm ready to get practical. All right. So we're ready to ditch the theory. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of how to actually cross-train our lives. Like, I'm ready to build my skill set, Swiss Army knife.
I love the enthusiasm. Let's break it down. First up, professional development.
Okay.
And don't worry, this isn't just about picking up like a pottery class to unwind after work.
Although I'm not opposed to a little creative downtime.
Sure. There's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
But we're talking about being strategic here.
Okay.
Think about skills outside your immediate expertise that could benefit you in the long run.
Okay.
Like imagine you're a marketer,
Okay.
but you're curious about like the tech side of things.
Right. Instead of just wishing you knew how to code, you actually like learn to code.
Yes, exactly. Even a basic understanding can give you a huge advantage. It's about building bridges between different areas of expertise.
Okay.
Kind of like, that interdepartmental collaboration they mentioned in the research.
Right. Breaking down those silos within a company. So even if you're not like switching careers entirely, working with colleagues in different departments, that can open up a whole new world of understanding,
Absolutely.
maybe even spark a new passion.
And it's amazing what happens, when you combine these diverse perspectives and skill sets, the results are often far greater than the sum of their parts.
Totally. It's like that saying, two heads are better than one, but on like a much larger, more skillful scale.
Exactly. Now let's shift gears to another area I know is right up your alley. Intellectual growth.
Ooh, yes.
Your brain's personal jam.
You know me so well. Gotta keep those brain muscles flexed.
And just like a good workout, intellectual cross-training is about challenging yourself with new stimuli.
Okay.
One of the best ways to do this, I think, is reading. And I mean widely.
Step outside my usual go-to genres.
Exactly. Pick up a book on, like, I don't know, astrophysics.
Okay.
Even if you can barely pronounce it.
Right.
You'd be amazed at how much it expands your thinking.
I like that.
Remember Leonardo da Vinci?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't limit himself to just art.
Right.
Painter, sculptor, inventor. I think he was even a little bit of an anatomist.
Wow, talk about a Renaissance man. Wow. So he was basically the original cross trainer.
You could say that. You know, his diverse interests fueled his creativity, his innovation. Speaking of which, have you ever considered learning a new language?
You know, I've always wanted to learn Italian.
Really?
And not just for travel, but I've heard it does wonders for your brain. Like, is that true?
It's more than true. It is like a full-body workout for your brain.
Really?
Improves memory, problem-solving skills, even multitasking abilities.
Wow. That's incredible. And to think all that just from learning a new language, it's amazing how these, like, seemingly unrelated activities can have such a huge impact on our, like, cognitive abilities.
It really shows how interconnected our minds are. Everything's connected. And this leads us to another, I think, critical aspect of cross-training for life.
Okay, let's hear it.
Emotional intelligence.
Woo, this feels particularly relevant in today's world. Like, empathy, understanding, those are more important than ever. But how does cross-training play into that?
Well, I think by stepping outside our comfort zones, engaging with different perspectives, we naturally become more empathetic, more understanding. Take volunteering, for example. It allows you to connect with people from such diverse backgrounds and walks of life, which in turn cultivates compassion, broadens your emotional horizons.
It's about bridging those gaps between, like, our own experiences and the experiences of others.
Exactly. And one simple yet really powerful tool for developing self-awareness, emotional intelligence, is journaling.
It sounds so simple, but I've heard from others it can be incredibly insightful.
It absolutely can be. Taking the time to actually reflect on your thoughts, your feelings, your experiences, it allows you to just gain a deeper understanding of yourself and how you interact with the world around you.
It's like holding up a mirror to your own emotions, which can be both, like, enlightening and at times a little intimidating, I would imagine.
You got that right. But that increased self-awareness, it's crucial for building stronger relationships, communicating more effectively, experiencing a greater sense of, like, personal fulfillment. It's a journey worth taking.
I like that. Okay, so we've covered professional development, intellectual growth, emotional intelligence. What about our creative side?
Yes.
Can cross-training unlock new, like, artistic potential?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, cross-training for creativity, it's all about kind of breaking down the walls between these different artistic disciplines and letting them inspire, inform each other. Think of someone like Steve Jobs.
Oh, okay.
He combined his love for calligraphy with his technological pursuits.
Wow.
And the result, the beautiful typography of the first Macintosh computer.
Wow, I never knew that about Steve Jobs. It's amazing how, again, like, these seemingly unrelated interests can come together to create something so impactful.
It's about keeping your mind flexible, curious, open to new possibilities. Even if you don't consider yourself, like, an artist, exploring different creative outlets can spark new ideas, perspectives in all areas of your life.
It's like adding new colors to our creative palette.
Exactly. And sometimes the most innovative ideas come from, like, blending those seemingly different colors together.
We've covered so much ground here. Professional development, intellectual growth, emotional intelligence, even creativity. It seems like cross-training has something to offer in every single aspect of life.
It really does.
Yeah.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, you know, putting this into practice, it isn't always easy.
Right.
There will be challenges along the way.
But that's a good point. It sounds great in theory. But like any good training regimen, it takes an effort. It takes commitment.
You hit the nail on the head. Don't worry. We'll dive into those challenges, provide some practical tips for overcoming them right after this.
Okay. Let's talk about those cross-training hurdles. Because let's be real, adding more to our lives, even good stuff, it can feel like trying to fit in one more gym class when we're already booked solid.
It's that classic dilemma. We've got the motivation, but then life throws those curveballs.
Totally. So let's start with the time management piece.
Yeah.
We're all busy people, right? How do we realistically fit cross-training into our already jam-packed schedules?
Well, first of all, you don't need to become a master chess player overnight.
Right.
It's all about those baby steps.
Okay.
So instead of, like, diving headfirst into learning a whole new language,
right.
maybe you learn a few key phrases each day. Or dedicate, like, 15 minutes every morning to reading about some new topic that piques your interest.
Okay, I like that. Small steps, big impact. But then there's that hurdle of just getting started. You know, overcoming that initial inertia can be tough, especially for learner types like me who can get overwhelmed by just, like, the sheer volume of options.
Oh, it's so true. Analysis paralysis is a real thing.
Yeah.
But here's the secret. There are no wrong choices.
Okay.
The most important thing is to choose something that truly excites you, even if it feels a bit daunting or outside your comfort zone.
Embrace the experiment. I like that. But what about when those inevitable setbacks pop up? What do we do when the going gets tough?
Remember, setbacks are all part of the process, right?
Yeah.
Don't get discouraged if you hit a roadblock. That's like learning to ride a bike. You might fall a few times, but eventually you find your balance.
Yeah. And each time you get back on that bike, you become a little more resilient, a lot more confident.
Mm.
Okay. So we talked time management, overcoming inertia, dealing with setbacks. Any final words of wisdom before we wrap things up?
Don't forget that cross-training for life isn't about adding stress. It's about adding, like, richness and depth to your journey.
Okay.
Have fun with it. If you're not enjoying the process, you're way less likely to stick with it.
Right.
It's about finding that balance, you know, of challenge and enjoyment.
So well said. It's about enriching our lives, not piling on more to-dos. This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
It has.
As we kind of wrap up our deep dive here.
Yeah.
What are some key takeaways you want our listeners to remember?
First and foremost, remember that cross-training, it's an incredible tool for personal growth. It helps us become more well-rounded, more adaptable, more resilient individuals. And the best part, it's never too late to start.
It's never too late to learn something new, explore those new possibilities.
Exactly. And remember, the more diverse your experiences, the more creative and innovative you'll become.
We've definitely given our listeners a lot to think about today. Before we go, any final, like, thought-provoking question to leave them with?
How about this? What one unexpected skill or activity could you add to your life to become more adaptable, more well-rounded? What's something you've maybe always been curious about but just haven't made the time for?
That is a fantastic question, and you know we love hearing from our listeners. If you're feeling inspired, head over to social media, share your chosen cross-training activity with the hashtag #DeepDiveCrossTrain.
We can't wait to see what you come up with.
Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those curiosity muscles flexed.